You're listening to SBS News.
When a group of 20 people went snorkelling in October in Queensland, two British men experienced a tourist's worst nightmare, a shark attack. Ambulance worker Billy Ludvigsson and Emma Anderson from Sweden were on board the same boat and they responded to the emergency.
The bleeding was severe, life-threatening at first, but we managed to stop the bleeding pretty fast, actually, like in a couple of minutes. I don't know, 5 minutes.
We started with the man who got on board first.
Yeah.
Did the same thing with his leg.
Yeah.
It didn't look
so bad.
So we just let him go for the moment because we knew that he had lost his foot.
Yeah.
And we started to act more with that.
The pair say they were aware of the risks going into the water.
It's different when it's a shark attack and we have been in the water at the same time. It's more like personal like that. But injury-wise, we have seen worse. Yeah.
Earlier in the year, a woman and a child were injured and another man went to hospital after being bitten near Hamilton Island. Tourism with Sundays has met with the state government about plans to fund risk assessments before deciding on snorkelling sites. There are also plans to extend bay patrols in the with Sundays. Chief Executive Tash Wheeler says nearly 1 million visitors come to the region each year.
The with Sundays is and always has been an adventure playground, and like anywhere you travel in the world, you need to take caution of your surroundings, and I would suggest that to anyone, whether they're travelling in our marine park or in a reef right around the world, it would be the same advice.
But also lurking in the Australian waters are other invisible threats: rips, undertows and strong currents. Victoria's Police Minister Lisa Neville is issuing a warning ahead of the summer.
What we know last year is that we had a record number of deaths over the summer period, 17 above the sort of average, and we need and want to do something about that.
Figures from New South Wales suggest over the past 5 years, 129 people who were born overseas drowned in that state. The highest number of drowning deaths were of people born in China, India and Nepal. The New South Wales Royal Life Saving Service has launched a cultural competence program to train swimming teachers, pool staff and lifeguards. In December, the Victorian government announced it was investing more than $500,000 in programs designed to keep migrants and visitors safe in the water, as Minister Neville noted.
Yeah, so we certainly know that we have also high risks of particularly younger men from the cold backgrounds, people who have English as a second language in terms of our drowning statistics. So we have provided resources to Lifesaving Victoria to really be able to target that group.
Many tourists visit Australia in search of an outback or nature experience, but trips can go horribly wrong. British tourist Aslan King disappeared from a Victorian campsite and police believe they found his body in November. In January, German woman Monica Billen went missing in the Northern Territory. Police say she accepted a ride from another motorist after becoming disorientated but declined to have water. The 62-year-old's body was found east of Alice Springs about a week after she was reported missing. And the discovery of bones in Port Macquarie were confirmed as a Frenchman who went missing with an Englishman in February. Superintendent Paul Feehan says the DNA was compared to that found in a car that the backpackers had used.
We believe from the DNA comparisons that it belongs to Erwin Ferrier, a 21-year-old backpacker who was travelling with his companion and went missing in the Shelley Beach area in February of this year.
Another German tourist's body was found after he became separated from his wife while hiking in Western Australia. But in another case, foreigner Andreas Karl Wacker, who went missing in the same state, was found safe and well. And it's been more than 6 months since Belgian backpacker Theo Ayers disappeared from the New South Wales coastal town of Byron Bay. His father, Laurent Ayers, made an emotional plea for help to find his son back in June.
It is vital that investigators get access to Theo's WhatsApp account without delay. Every minute counts. When I left Belgium, I promised Theo's little brother, Lucas, that I would bring his brother home. Please, help me keep my promise to him.
It's a promise Theo's father has been unable to fulfill. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.